not at all. The event that she's referring to is called Social Sundays, and it's called that
I
for a reason.
Say that it's not going on at all. Let's be clear that there's been
not by anyone at freekeen.com.
It's been more than one flyering by people who go to these events. So, I mean, although it's inappropriate,
not at the actual event by anybody associated with freekeen.com.
Well,
this is intended as a social event. It's not intended as an outreach event.
Sure.
It's not intended
as the business owner, do you care if it's the board members of freekeen.com that are flyering somebody or just the people that came along with the board members?
Well, what I'm telling you is that didn't happen at her establishment.
At her establishment, however, it has happened at other locations. So her fear of it does have some foundation reality.
Right. The only time it has ever happened was after she mentioned it in her letter when somebody decided to actually go and do that.
You don't think?
And that person made a big mistake. Either they did it on purpose or they just made it, you know, they're completely unaware of what happened and they made a mistake. But my point is, She jumped to a conclusion because she believed what her boyfriend was allegedly telling her about us. And she went and she wrote a letter to the editor of the newspaper rather than reaching out to us as customers and talking to us about it. She wrote a letter to the editor essentially saying, hey, I don't want your organization meeting here. You're okay. You can eat here. If you are a free stater, you can still eat here.
I don't feel particularly welcome after I'm told that, you know, some free stater organization can't be there.
Well,
however, I know that, I know Free Keen is involved in stuff, and it rubs some people the wrong way, so I kind of understand where she's coming from.
Sure.
At the same time, you know, the French fries at Fritz are great. I'm just not going there anymore.
She's being influenced by this particular sect of people that's out there that are essentially, they're anti-Freekeen bigots is what they are. I mean, freekeen.com is our blog site. Sam and I are both bloggers there. And it's like we're the new discriminated class. We're like the new smoker or the new black person or something like that. I mean, you freekeeners aren't allowed in my restaurant. Now, that's not what she's saying. I'm just saying generally that's the attitude of the haters. She said, you're allowed, just don't have, you know, don't associate my restaurant with your meetings. And to some extent, I understand where she's coming from, because if you're getting negative feedback from people who are saying, hey, what are you doing allowing these people to meet at your establishment? I don't want to eat burgers anymore there. Then I can understand her trepidation, if you will, without actually having come to us to talk to us to find out what was really going on. And so this has created some controversy in town because, well, there's not much to talk about in Keene. So she wrote this letter to the editor, and then on the KeeneSentinel.com website, there were something like 80 responses in the comments section. It was the number one most responded to story in their newspaper over that week. So I had written a response to that.
Have you ever seen any more responses from 80 on any story on the Keene Sentinel website?
There was one story that hit FARC that got a lot of responses, I think. I'm not sure. But it was a big one. And
was it a Free Keene kind of oriented story also?
It was a letter to the editor from her.
No, the other one that got a lot of responses.
I don't recall what that one was. But I did write back, and I explained what the purpose of the event was, and that it wasn't supposed to be anything but a social event. And I invited her to come talk to us about it, and let's take care of this. Unfortunately, she hasn't returned my call, and I'm not going to beat down her door because a free stater actually works for her. And so, because of her request, I have decided to just leave this alone. Otherwise, I would have gone in there that weekend and tried to meet up with her in person and show her, like, hey, we're not scary people. We're just people that wanted to bring you some business on a Sunday.
So I wonder if this is an opportunity to sort of step back and take a look at, like, how is civil disobedience activism going in Keene, New Hampshire?
It's going great, man. We've got all kinds of new people on board here with the movement. Some of the local young people have come on to the Free Keene Forum and have gotten active. So some of the people that were doing the 420s have now taken the next step, and they've gotten on our forum, and they've said hi, and they're learning about these things. One of them just came across the idea of fiat money and has been interested in that. He's willing to read Healing Our World from Dr. Mary Ruart, and he's brought some of his friends in as well, encouraged them to come in and get involved. These aren't principled, liberty-minded people, but they've found themselves a starting point, and getting out there and doing the cannabis celebrations, for instance, is the most recent instance of civil disobedience. First of all, the cannabis things it's been an amazing event, and it's really turned people out. But obviously it's going to turn people against you as well. I mean, any time you're doing something that's of a controversial nature, you're going to have the, you know, whatever the anti-segment is out there.
Well, I think that those anti-segment, if it's large enough, kind of creates a synergy around itself that will create, for just the kind of peripheral people, this kind of bad feeling. And in a relationship, the idea is that you need to have four positive things for every one negative thing that happened in the relationship in order for it to be a good relationship.
Some sociologist mm-hmm. somewhere came up with this number. I don't know. I mean, it's what I've read.
And when I generally talk to people in Keene or in the surrounding area about the Free State Project, mostly what I get is negative stuff. And I wonder whether does that show that they're being successful? Is Free Keene creating so much controversy that these people having a bad attitude about it, is that success? To me, it doesn't seem like success, but maybe it is.
I thought you had a conversation with some Republican guy recently who was telling you about how much he loved civil disobedience.
Absolutely. Had a conversation with a Republican guy.
That doesn't sound like everybody's saying negative things then.
Okay, if I said everybody, it's certainly more than 80%.
You didn't use that term, but...
It's certainly more than 80. It's certainly more than 50%, and we're talking about you need to keep the number below 20 in order to be successful, according to this relationship number. I mean, I talked to a guy today that says the Free Keeners chased my friend down at Keene State College and said bad stuff to her. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, who knows what they're talking about?
Oh, I know what they're talking about. I finally managed to pull the story out of them piece by piece, and once I figured out, oh, she took down a flyer that they were putting up.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. We can continue this in a moment. Take your calls about anything as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those, including the updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about updates or about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com, and you'll get them right there in your email box. In fact, just sent one out, I think it was yesterday, that we are doing another auction. The third banner is up for auction, and you can bid right now at auction.freetalklive.com. And you can advertise virtually anything on our site for an entire month. Third banner from the top. Pretty good slot. It's available at auction.freetalklive.com.
And freetalklive.com has, Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources, our syndicate over at GCN. It's pretty much the same company, Midas and GCN. To offer you gold and silver at really great rates, just go to gold.freetalklive.com. I have, I've looked at the specific coins that I think are best for people, not ones that are of, big numismatic value. So you don't say, when you're calling some other place, you're comparing apples and oranges. What I found, it was very difficult to buy gold and silver. When I just wanted to buy gold and silver, there's all different kinds. There's collectors, coins. Some are worth a lot. Some are worth a little. I found it very confusing. I made it very easy for you at gold.freetalklive.com to go over there and get the best rates. And we did that by teaming up with Midas Resources. They also have an opportunity for you to put a little aside every week or every other week whenever you get your paycheck. And rather than going to gold.freetalklive.com, you'll have to call this telephone number and ask for layaway. It's 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938, gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. When I'll come back, we can talk about the issue of how the Free Staters are being accepted in the Keene area. But let's go to Chris. He's been on the line waiting patiently in Ohio. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. I was just hoping I could put in a little plug for a website I'm working on.
Maybe. You can plug it once, and then you got to buy an ad package.
It's called Murray's List, murrayslist.org.
Who's Murray?
The idea, Murray Rothbard.
Ah, okay.
So the idea is just a basically Sound Money Classifieds, sort of Craigslist for
Sound Money. Sound Money Classified, so only for people selling and buying in things like gold and platinum and silver?
Yeah, gold and silver are the current units that are supported. So, like, when you put a post up, you can put it in either silver grams or gold grams. Maybe we'll do, something else in the future.
Great. And how are you gonna promote your site other than the free plug that you're going to get out of this phone call?
Just kind of basically, do this get in touch with the different Liberty websites and organizations and see what, do you guys have any suggestions?
I don't know. I'm not, no idea how to promote a website, for free. I sell ads. I don't know.
Well, I may do some paid for advertising, but obviously it's just me, so I can't really do too much of that. But
what's the profit for you?
Sorry?
How much do you make when somebody buys and sells?
Yeah, are you making anything on the site?
At this point, it's just like an interesting project. I just, the genesis of it was that I was keen to find work that would pay me in, you know, gold or silver. And obviously I didn't find it, but I thought it would be really cool if there were a site for people to do that.
How does Craigslist get paid? I don't know anything about this.
It's free, isn't it?
Well, not really. For the most part, it's free. That's what I would suggest is go study Craigslist. There's some great articles out there that I've read that cover the history of it. What they do is they're free until their users request something. So like in New York, there are so many apartment listings and housing listings that it's tough to find your list, the listing that you look at and then refresh an hour later.
It's gone.
It's pages down. So what they've done is when customers request it, and it's happened, I think, in New York, Boston, maybe one other area, is they will force the commercial agents, the commercial advertisers, to actually buy the ads, and everybody else gets the list for free. So as the demand rises and gets to a certain level and customers are saying this is unusable, then they go in and start charging for it, which cuts down on the volume.
Well, if you're buying the ads, do you get anything for that? Do you get, like, top listing or any kind of perk?
I'm not sure.
You would think. I mean, if you could have two different tiers, you know, the free tier and the paid tier. And the...
I think in big cities, it's, for Craigslist, you pay regardless. So if a city has been designated as a pay-for ad, then I think you have to pay regardless.
Maybe they changed that. I thought it was only for specific sections and so forth. And I actually wrote Craigslist about a year ago suggesting that they add the ability to list things in ounces of gold or silver. So that may,
oh, that'd be cool.
May be a strategy, too, to if you would get enough people, because that's how they drive their business and drive new features, is when users request them. If enough users request something, they'll go out and implement it.
One thing I would expect is real slow growth. I mean, that's how it was with Free Talk Live in the beginning.
Yep.
It took us 4 or 5 years before we started actually pulling money in on this show to the point where it was finally making a profit after, what, 5 years, Mark, something like that, 6 years? I don't know.
Something like that.
How long it took. But not to say that we're master marketers or anything like that. I mean, we just kept putting the product out and kept doing what we were doing. And I imagine if you keep your product online, or this website, Murray's List, online, and you continually promote and promote and promote, if people start to use it, then maybe they'll keep coming back and maybe they'll tell some people. But is this your first entrepreneurial kind of situation, or have you done things before like this?
Sort of. I've had a few other things, nothing that really took off. I wouldn't particularly consider this an entrepreneurial thing necessarily. I mean, I'd rather have it just be up there and be useful than, you know, try to make money off of it and have it go nowhere.
Well, okay, here's a question. What's the definition of an entrepreneur? Is it somebody who's always trying to turn a profit, or is it just somebody who comes up with an innovative idea and puts it out there?
I don't know. I think an entrepreneur would be seeking profit, whereas an inventor would be more of a idea person.
Okay. Just curious. Hey, thanks for the call and good luck with the website. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. And Free Talk Live's advertising is very affordable.
It's true. people wouldn't believe how affordable it is. But, you know, I often wonder how many people are there in a given geographic area to be able to support something like this out of gold and silver. I don't know.
Well, it sounded to me like he was positioning it as a national or international kind of a website, like dealing
there's
gold and
only
silver.
So much stuff you can do over the internet, you know.
Well, yeah, selling products and things like that.
Services are a big deal.
Services are an easy way to transact in gold and silver, that's for sure. In fact, one of the best ways to start doing more business in gold and silver would be to get to New Hampshire and get surrounded physically by hundreds of other like-minded individuals, who many of whom are very, very friendly to the idea of doing a transaction as an alternative. Most people will still do business in FRNs, but if you want to do gold and silver, you'll find a heck of a lot of opportunities up here.
Yeah, I was at a poker game this weekend that two of the guys out of six brought silver to chip in.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's a nice touch.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it, or I would have done it. It's a great idea.
Next time. So maybe next time it'll be even more popular now that a couple people have done it.
I think so.
So, yeah, great example of how to get really involved in doing some more transactions in gold and silver. You just got to be around those people. I mean, having the website will be helpful because you can bring people together from across the country and hopefully have them do things. But then you're dealing with the issue of then you've got to ship somebody some silver, right? Because if you want to, if they're selling product X and they're asking for a certain amount of silver for it, then it gets a little trickier, right? Because right now, transacting in silver over some sort of digital currency doesn't really exist. They used to have that with the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar used to have a digital currency until the federal government decided to go in and raid their offices and steal all of their the backing, the gold and silver backing for their coins and their digital currency. So it has existed in the past, the a way to transact money, to do business with a digital form of silver where there's silver in a vault somewhere for you. But at this point, if you're going to buy something over the internet with silver, you're going to have to ship shipping, that stuff.
Shipping costs, and then sometimes you're talking about insurance. And
right, you're paying to ship your payment. You're going to pay a shipping cost to ship your payment and pay a shipping cost to have whatever it is shipped back to you.
Right, and that makes sense when you're dealing with large sums, but when you're dealing with large sums, you're usually talking about people wanting to get paid in FRNs because it's not a hobby anymore. It's, you know, you're talking about real life.
It's true. So, although I sold a gun up here in New Hampshire and was paid in silver for it.
Well, I've sold ads here in the, you know, the four digits and gotten paid in precious metals.
But it was
before.
Easy. I drove over to the guy's house and I picked up my silver, so it wasn't a problem, whereas doing that over the internet would make things more complicated, and that's going to be something, you know, now we're talking about it a little more, that's going to be something he's going to come up against big time with his website, is people's, maybe their unwillingness to do business with gold and silver over the internet, or maybe they will be.
But I think people are going to get a hard education in real money and gold and silver. The dollar is sinking daily to all-time lows. Every day the market opens, it's a new day for people to come in and dump their dollars.
And gold's been skyrocketing.
Just
new
today.
Highs. Gold.freetalklive.com. Get take advantage of the low prices today. They may go up tomorrow.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.